Well, happy Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. It was originally created to mark Mexico's victory over invading French troops in 1862. But now the day is more of a celebration of Mexican culture, including mariachi music. And the fastest growing mariachi music program outside of Mexico is at Wenatchee in central Washington state. Emily Schwing from the Northwest News Network visited Wenatchee's award-winning high school mariachi band.
I'm not sure about you, but when I was in high school, the last class on Friday was always agonizing. But that just isn't the case in the music department at Wenatchee High School, where 30 teenagers warm up their voices and various instruments. Junior Ernesto Gutierrez leans back in his chair. There's a gigantic guitar on his lap.
Well, this is called a guitarrón. Six strings, it's the bass of the mariachi. You have to be like the one that knows everything.
Yeah.
The notes, everything.
I'm Jairo Aguilar and I'm a sophomore.
Tell me about the role of the trumpet in mariachi music.
Well, it's considered by many mariachi groups the king of the mariachi because everyone can hear it and it's the most recognizable sound that you in the whole group, so it's like it's just quite a bit of pressure.
There aren't many programs like this in the United States. Since the 18th century, mariachi has been an integral part of Mexico's music scene, and most students here have Mexican roots. The group, which is called Mariachi Wenatchee, keeps kids culturally connected. They also have to meet specific academic standards. Teacher Ramon Rivera says expectations are high.
We're from a farming community. Their parents work in apples, cherries, and pears. And when you think of an agriculture worker, you don't think of them going to college, right? You don't think of them going to be the next senator, the next president, the next governor.
Hoy que te hago tanta falta, ya es muy tarde.
Sarai Hernandez Rubio is a soloist in the band.
Yo te dije que no ibas a olvidarme. No soy fácil de olvidarlo.
So what does that mean?
Like, now that you need me, now you want me, but I'm sorry, but it's too late.
You've had that experience before.
Yes, I have.
Oh, those high school boys.
It's okay. I'll sing about them.
Well, I tell them, finance before romance.
Next year, Hernandez Rubio hopes to sing at Eastern Washington University. She scored a partial scholarship from the band. She'll be the first in her family to go to college.
Where we started was not good. We were like poor, 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 poor. And it feels amazing to give that to my mom.
Historically, women didn't take part in mariachi. That posed a challenge for Rosa Espinoza, who had to convince her conservative Mexican parents that the band is good for her.
I would beg all the time, and I would show them videos and pictures. And so it was all family, just trust.
Espinoza will also be the first in her family to attend college next year because of two small scholarships she got from the band. Mariachi Wenatchee plays 40 shows a year, but audiences aren't always receptive. Ramon Rivera says a concert for their local congressman this spring drew negative comments and questions about the students' citizenship on social media. But they've been invited by the U.S. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, to play in the nation's capital.
To be recognized like that by politicians that are on that side of the spectrum, we're looking past illegal immigrants or past the stereotypes. We're looking at these are kids.
That concert takes place in October as part of a Hispanic Heritage Month celebration. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Schwing.